this incredible statue that will greet all of us who cross over this canal bridge for match day.
Well, Eamon, thank you very much. And Anna, Philip and Jeannie Jackson, thank you very much for fantastic what you've done. And it's a proud moment that normally people die before they see the statue, as people see the statue. I'm out living death. But, you know, in an incredible journey I've had at the club, there's so many great players managed, and some of them are here today, and it's through them. They actually should build the statue for all the fantastic players to have, a marvellous bunch. And I've been very privileged to be with such great players from 1986 right through until today. They've given us all enormous pleasure. Yes, and you know, we all have a part to play as a manager, and all the coaches and medical staff I've had over the years, they've also played their part. But I'm really proud today. It's a fantastic honour, and I'd like to thank the Manchester United directors and the owners and all who are involved in this decision making. It's a really, really proud moment for me. And I'd just like to say about the boss, she is a fantastic person, and as David points out, someone has to control me, and she's the only one that can. But she has promised every Saturday morning she's going to come down and bow to the statue. All my three sons, my daughter-in-laws, and all my grandchildren, and my brother Martin, they all come down the bus every Saturday morning. I think you should do that. Well, lastly, to all the supporters have turned up today and said, well, it was a great day, now it's a bit of rain, but that's never stopped Manchester people. And thank you very much for coming here today. Well done.